Music of the Mountain, brought to you every week by Lehigh Valley Pocono, part of the Lehigh Valley Health Network. I'm your host, Gary in the Morning. Sometimes Elisa shows up, sometimes she doesn't. I don't really care. I'm here for the music. It's the reason I started this whole thing in the first place. Every Sunday morning, if you would like to be on the show, Music of the Mountain, you give us a email, gary@pocono967.com, and we will be happy to accommodate you, and you could be sitting in the chair that this gentleman is sitting in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell everybody who you are.
Gary Ault.
What a great first name.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't take credit for it. I was given it.
So that's your real name?
Yep.
One R?
Yes.
Yeah. Those are the good Garys. Those two R Garys are a little weird.
Yeah, Shandling is the only one I could think of.
There you go.
Let's see what it did for him.
Enough said. Good to have you here, my friend.
Thank you.
We've crossed paths before.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm not going to get into, because we gave that time. You're a man of many talents. Were you always a musician? Or?
Yeah. I mean, as far back as I can remember, I don't know, I've probably got my first instrument when I was 8 or 9 or something like that.
Right.
And that's been my primary focus all these years.
Really? So your love is music?
Yeah. I mean, I've got a day job, which is not music.
Well, who doesn't?
But, yeah.
Yeah. But was there ever a time when it was paying the bills, or has it always been a passion and you just kind of...
It's a passion. I mean, there's times when there's enough coming in to cover my cost of whatever,
right,
of making a CD or driving to rehearsals or whatever. But no, it's never been a moneymaker.
Do you play out? Are you in places that we would be able to see you?
Lately, I've not actually... Well, I'm in a band that's just starting up, doesn't even have a name yet, so we don't have any gigs planned. So what I do is I keep active on the open mic jam circuit.
Right.
So just for example, what is it, the second Monday of every month, I believe it is? We just did it this past week, so it must have been the second Monday, at right down the block here at the Renegade Winery.
At the Renegade, yeah.
There's a blues thing.
There's a lot of musicians that go through that.
Yeah,
that place,
it's great. And I wasn't expecting much because, you know, what do I know? I mean, I've only lived in the Poconos about 5 years,
so
I still know more people in New Jersey than here. And oh my goodness, some really great musicians. Really,
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, you want to see some good stuff? Renegade is the place to stop into.
Yep.
They've figured it out and they've got it right. So that's great. So you're doing mostly open mic and things like that, and then you got the band. Are you usually in a band? Have you been in a lot of bands? Have you been back and forth? Or you do mostly solo or?
Well, I would say probably mostly in bands, but the last time I was in a band was actually we call it the WNTI band, back when WNTI was still a thing.
The radio station over Centenary.
Out of Hackettstown, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, of course the radio, they still have a live stream, but anyway, we won't get into that. But we actually put a band together. We just call it the WNTI band, and we kind of changed it to Nine of a Kind, and I don't know, then we went back and forth. But it was just basically anybody who had anything to do with the radio station, DJs, volunteers, whatever, that played anything or
right,
could sing,
right,
just put your name in the pot, and we'll see if we can
we'll
work
get with
in.
You and then get into the band.
Yeah, it was good. So it was like people that were just beginners, or maybe they hadn't played since they were 16 and now they're 50, or, you know, just every kind of level of person. And it was fun because it was it reminded me of kind of like a high school project where you're taking all these various levels of talent and seeing what can you actually do with it.
Yeah, there's a freshness to it, a newness, if you will, that you don't get when you've been in a band for a long time and it's the same thing, same people. This is all new experience. Isn't that tougher though, with something like that?
Oh, it's a lot of work. Yeah.
It was
definitely a lot of work. But we did some. I mean, all the gigs we did were big gigs. I mean, we did the first one. The first one we had planned was WNTI Stage, which is their summer little Woodstock over in Knowlton,
right?
And or I don't know, Delaware, New Jersey, whatever it is. And so that was pretty big. You know, I don't know how many thousands of people were there, or hundreds maybe.
Wow.
And you know, things like that. Like we did the Earth Day Festival. It was because of, you know, we were at the radio station already,
right,
so we could do stuff like that.
Right.
But I've been in other bands that were more, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s covers, and we try to throw in some originals, because I do originals, so I would always be campaigning to do originals, and I'd get 3 or 4 in a night.
When did you start doing originals? Was it right from the beginning, or was it tough getting into the writing process, or...?
I started writing as about as soon as I started playing.
Really?
You know, when I was really young. But my writing was not good, obviously. I didn't know what in the world I was doing. I think I got serious about it some point in the 90s when I just had a change in focus. I just thought, you know, this is what I love to do, and I'm not making a living at it, playing little gigs here and there. So I could just write songs anywhere, in the car, in the shower, wherever I am, and I could record them on home and send out tapes, which was the way we did it back in those days. And you know, send them to publishing companies and record companies and A&R people and this and that. And so that's what I got into doing. So, you know, I started out, I think that my earlier songs were good, but, you know, not great maybe, but you know, everybody has a turkey. I don't really think I had too many turkeys, honestly.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Not trying to brag, but I just don't, because if it wasn't working, I would just throw it away, you know, or change it so drastically.
How did you judge if it was working or not? Just by performing it out and not getting response, or you just felt it in your head that it wasn't where it needed to be?
Kind of both. I mean, I think I have a pretty good self-awareness, and, you know, it is sort of difficult to evaluate your own work objectively.
Sure.
But I would listen to it over and over in the car, you know, and then I had a couple of friends that I would bounce things off, especially when I was working on a CD project.
Oh, okay, right.
And I would just say, what do you think? And these guys, I loved and trusted these guys because, you know, I call the American Idol factor. You know, you get people, either they just tell you you stink, or, you know, but most time your friends are just going to just compliment you to death, and they're never really going to tell you anything objective.
Right, so you need
really
somebody that's not a yes man.
Exactly.
To give you a good perspective on what you're coming up with.
Right, so I had that. I had a couple of friends that would give me really good ideas.
Gary Olt, our special guest, Music of the Mountain. He's going to be playing in just a little bit. You can do an original?
Sure.
All right. We got that coming up. He's got a guitar in hand. And he's borrowing my glasses, which I'm very proud of, because I worked hard with those glasses. Did they work okay for you?
Yep, so, beautiful.
Yeah. All right. We will take a short break. It is Sunday Morning Music with Music on the Mountain, brought to you by Lehigh Valley Pocono, part of the Lehigh Valley Health Network. We'll be back on Pocono 96.7 in just a bit. All right, we're back. Music of the Mountain, Gary Olt, special guest. You're from Jersey originally.
Yeah, well, born in Brooklyn and raised in Long Island, but I've lived in New Jersey.
Slowly
most of
my came
life.
This way.
Right, right. Yeah,
are you planning on leaving here and going further, like to Bloomsburg?
I'll be in Ohio before you know it. No plans, but
it's just happening that way. You're going with the tide. You said you play the Stanhope House.
Every Wednesday they have it's actually a really good, and I need to broadcast this. They have a really good, they call it Blues Brews and Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a nice crowd last night, but we really need more people to show up, musicians and spectators. It's like I said, it's a blues thing.
Right.
It's an open mic, you know, so every week is another band.
Is that the kind of music that you fall into or that you like, or where's your favorites?
Yeah, I mean, I like all kinds of music, but when I'm playing guitar, I tend to gravitate toward the blues.
Mm.
But I'll play anything anybody wants to play. I mean, when I'm playing keyboard, I like to play classical or jazz, but I'm really out of practice.
Well, you got your guitar right now. Right. the keyboard, do you got other instruments that you play also besides keyboard or just?
Nowadays, that's kind of it. I mean, I used to play, I started as a drummer, but I don't have a drum set anymore. I could fall back on it in a heartbeat.
If you needed to.
Yeah. And I play a little flute.
Really?
Yeah, a little
Way
bit.
Way to go, Ian Anderson.
Yeah, well,
did he play the flute?
Yeah, also guitar, but he's known for the flute. Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, and in fact, that's one of the first things I guess it was the Aqualung album. I remember playing the flute to that. Yeah.
Sure, that's exciting.
Botching it horribly.
Yeah, there's very few people that can make a flute sound rocky, and he's one of those guys. So what song are you going to do?
I thought I would do, this is one I fall back on all the time. I wrote it quite a number of years ago, actually right in Stroudsburg. I was stuck here during a snowstorm. And I actually wrote it. It's called One Foot on the Road. I actually wrote it for Eric Clapton when I was sending my stuff out to A&R people.
Yeah. Right.
It got high up there in the mix, but they never went for it because he kind of got off the blues thing a little
bit.
You know?
All right. So here it is. It's One Foot
on the Road.
Gary Olt on Music in the Mountain at Pocono 96.7.
One foot at your front door, one foot on the road. The road is where I come from, it's where I gotta go. Come on, baby, don't let me leave you alone. I got one foot at your front door, one foot on the road. I've gone so many ways, learned with no regrets. One road was given me, I'm bound to pay my debts. Come on, baby, don't let me leave you alone. I got 1 foot at your front door, 1 foot on the road. I was born a bag full of bones, found my feet and learned to stand on my own. Set my heart to start on this lonesome road. If you love me for who I am, come up beside me and take my hand. Catch the wind, wind down this road. Where it leads, I don't know. I'll stop and smell the roses after a while. Get back to my way, mile after mile. Come on, baby, don't let me leave you alone. I got 1 foot at your front door, 1 foot on the road. I got 1 foot at your front door, 1 foot on the road.
Cool. Wow.
Thank you. That was the abbreviated version.
I loved it.
I left out a guitar solo and a...
Really?
And a bridge. Yeah, but that's okay. That's okay. That's my radio version.
Okay. That's fine. You could have played the whole thing. I would have loved it. Now, when you said you submitted this, it sounds like a Clapton tune. But as you said, he got away from the blues stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he goes back and forth all the time. But he had just done the album From the Cradle, which was all blues.
Right.
And I thought, what is he going to follow that up with? It's none of my business. But, you know, I said, well, you know, how about... And that was, it was all older blues songs, you mm-hmm. know, Leroy Carr and you know, whoever. And I just said, well, you know, maybe he would be interested in a more modern, you know, something that was written recently.
Right.
And so I submitted him. And I got a, you know... had some correspondence from his producer, Russ Titelman. But it turns out his next album was, what did he call it? Was it called Pilgrim, I think it was?
Right.
But it was just a complete, it was almost an electronic album.
Yeah, it was completely different.
Yeah, so I was kind of, I didn't even like the album actually. But since then he's done millions of different things. But he doesn't record for that company anymore, so different producer.
So now when you put a song together and you said you submit it, mm-hmm. How does that work? Do you have an agent that takes the stuff, or does it go to a...
That's the ideal way to do it, and that's one of the things I learned you really have to do. You have to... I mean, it's good if you have an agent, but it's who you're contacting is the important thing. So, you know, with a publishing company... You know, you have to get a name and address and, you know, and get permission to send it. They don't take stuff over the transom.
Because they'd be getting 8 million things all the time from all different people.
And then, you know,
they
have to also worry about copyright issues, you know.
Sure, sure.
You know, if somebody just sent a tape that they weren't expecting and all of a sudden there's a lawsuit about somebody stole it, you know, the music, that is. So you have to know who to submit to. If you're talking to the artist, you kind of have to know who their management company is.
Right.
So
have you talked
to
Eric Clapton at all, or is
it just
goes to the management company?
I've talked to his wife. I've talked to
really.
Yes.
Is Eric home?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him?
Yeah.
Can he come out? Well, how did you talk to his wife? How did that happen?
I was actually in London.
Really?
And I said, hey, if he's home, I mean, I'm here. I was there for the Cream reunion,
you know?
We were doing the groupie thing, just going around town and checking out all the Eric Clapton and Beatles sites. Yeah, it was really kind of embarrassing to admit that, but that's what we were doing.
Oh, and that's what you love. That's great.
Yeah, and I ran into her and I said, "Oh, you know," and she said, "Well, we really don't do that." I don't even know if he was home. He might have been in his apartment in London.
He's
who
back
knows?
There going, "I'm busy. I'm doing well." Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to figure if you're an Eric Clapton, and you know, it's kind of he must get calls and people talk all the time. So
yeah,
but it's cool that you talked to the wife. Was she pleasant? Was she nice?
Yeah, yeah. Nice enough. Yeah, you know, it was a brief conversation. But I mean, because I was a radio DJ at WMTI, I've interviewed and met so many people that, you know, like Bobby Whitlock, for example, who's you know, a compadre of Eric, was in Derek and the Dominoes. So it's like this... like 2 degrees of separation, but to get through to that barrier is just
not easy. Right. Yeah, it's not easy. You know, it happens, but it's almost by luck a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Alt, our special guest, that was a great song. I want to hear another.
Okay.
Do you want to take a break and we'll come back and do another?
Sure.
All right. It's Music of the Mountain. You've been a great guest. I love guests that have stories, and you've got so many to tell, especially with talking to Eric Clapton's wife and finding out about that. Did you send stuff out originally before we go to break? Did you send stuff out originally and then find out that you had to do it through a publishing agency or
did... I think right from the beginning I did a certain amount of research and I talked to people that had done things like that.
So you figured out how it was supposed to be done.
Yeah, and I joined a Songwriters Guild of America, sure, and National Academy of Popular Music, and I would go to songwriter showcases and I go to songwriter workshops and so I know a lot of industry people.
Right.
I mean, I know like Bob Cutterello, who's produced for Eric Clapton. He could call him today, but you can't say, "Hey, Bob, can you put me in touch with Eric?"
It's not the thing that you do.
Right. But no, that's the way I started out. I did a lot of research, but still, it was a lot of trial and error. You'd find out what doesn't
as you
work,
go along.
You
know? Yeah, no,
you know, you get little bites, and you.
I know how that works.
This guy from Wisconsin wanted to take one of my songs, and I'm thinking, Wisconsin. I mean, the music industry is New York and Los Angeles.
Right.
Also Nashville, but it's different in Nashville. It's
right.
Pretty much New York and Los Angeles is where you got to find these people. And I'm thinking Wisconsin. And next thing you know, I proposed some changes to it. Next thing you know, I couldn't get a hold of him. I think he went out of business. So, I've had a couple of
this is
of
the stuff you learn as you go along.
Right.
All right, Gary Walter, our special guest. We're going to have more music coming your way. It's Music of the Mountain brought to you by Lehigh Valley Pocono, part of the Lehigh Valley Health Network. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back. Pocono 96.7.
And we're back.
Gary Alt, my special guest. If people want to find you or get in touch with you or find out more about what you're doing, what's the best way to reach you?
Well, I have a website, GaryAlt.com. You can Google Gary Alt. You might find different results because I also have a day job, and I'll come up in that. And you might find the bear expert from Pennsylvania.
The bear expert.
Yeah. Gary Alt is he's retired now. I don't know where he lives. But
so there's a different Gary Alt.
Yeah. Most people in Pennsylvania say, like, where do I know your name from? But anyway, you can Google me or you can just go to GaryAlt.com and that'll...
Seems that would be the easiest way.
Right.
And you find him there.
And then, of course, if you wanted to go to Amazon or Spotify or CD Baby or any, look for Gary Alt.
All your stuff is right there.
Yeah.
All right. Anything that we missed? I want to make sure we covered anything that you wanted to talk about or get out there or let people know about or information about Gary Alt. Besides your bear career.
That's... let's see. Well, I'm stumped.
No, we're good.
I'm supposed to be really good at self-promotion, which is kind of a distasteful thing to do.
You're quite loquacious. I mean, you're good. You're a good speaker. I'm enjoying the information I'm getting from you. So many times I get artists in and they're not much on speaking.
Uh-huh.
So it's just basically the songs. But I'm getting. We'd love to have you back again. You were a great interview.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. But we can go straight to the song. What song now? You're kind of fumbling with this one because you didn't know what key to do it in.
Yeah, I just wrote it the other day, and I've only played it a couple of times.
Oh, really?
And the first time was last week at the Stand-Up House when I had one verse. I just repeated four or five times. I just wanted to get it out there.
How'd that go?
It was actually good.
Yeah.
The problem was that I played it in the wrong key, and I couldn't sing it.
Right, because you couldn't reach that.
Yeah, and I retooled it, wrote all the verses, and I'm going to actually, don't tell the audience.
Is this a premiere?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, this is cool.
But I played it last night.
But you only played it with the repeated verse, right?
Well, I played the whole thing.
Oh, you did?
But it was a version of it, and it was a very small crowd. So this is the first radio. I don't know.
I will take that. What's the name of the song?
It's called Back of My Mind.
All right, Back of My Mind, Gary Alt on Pocono 96.7.
And this song, by the way, really rocks when you play it with a full band, and it comes across totally different when on acoustic,
really?
Almost like a pop song. But so we'll see what we do.
All right, I'm anxious to hear. It's Gary Alt on Music of the Mountain.
Okay. You will always stay in the back of my mind. I remember the way you wasted my time. I believed in you, but you played with my heart. All the things we used to do, such a beautiful start. We called it love, but sometimes love is blind. Now you'll always be in the back of my mind. When the music played, your eyes were on fire. Till that long and lonely day, you lost the desire. Once I called your name, your smile lit up the room. Now everything has changed, and I don't know you. I thought we were one, but your heart, never mind. Now you'll always be in the back of my mind. And I guess we throw in a harmonica solo here, or as
wish I had my kazoo.
You were making sweet love, your body was here, but your heart and mind was kind of wide of sincere. If you're afraid to be alone, get yourself a dog. Don't you keep me at home, chained to a log.
Wow.
No worries, dear, we can leave bad enough behind. And you'll always be in the back of my mind. Yeah, you'll always be in the back of my mind.
Wow. That's a great tune.
Yeah.
But it, personal experience? It sounds like...
Yeah, I won't go into it.
Wow, yeah. Well, you don't think you have to.
In case somebody's listening.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Well, that was really well done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gary Alt, our special guest. Once again, if you want to find him, GaryAlt.com. He's not the bear guy. He's a musician. Is there a favorite? You said you play all different types of music.
Right.
Do you like blues more than anything? Or?
When I'm playing the guitar, yeah, that's what I grabbed. I mean, I discovered the blues when I first heard Eric Clapton, really when Cream was just breaking up, and
right.
I went back to the Blues Breakers, and that's what I loved for my whole life. If I'm playing the piano, which I don't do that much anymore, I'm going to gravitate toward classical, maybe a little jazz. But
right.
And you know, in the bands I've been in, we did lots of rock. I mean, just Foo Fighters and just whatever you can imagine. So I'll play anything you want to play.
Yeah,
but I think I like the blues more than anything else.
Now you got a band that's going to be getting together. You're just starting out. They don't even have a name so
right.
far. How new is that? Is that just recently?
Yeah, it's just maybe a month or so when the guys asked me to join them, and since then we've had personnel changes already.
Wow.
So it's two core
it's
guys, and I make three, and then we're auditioning a bass player this Sunday, I believe.
Yeah.
And we had a singer that I don't know what happened, but anyway.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, but if you're in the business long enough, that's just part of the deal.
Right.
You know,
it's, yeah, it's one of the hardest things to do. It's like worse than keeping a marriage together.
Right.
Is how to keep a band together. Everybody's got different goals.
Everybody has different lives. Everybody has
right.
different things. And then if you do become successful, then all of a sudden personalities get involved
right.
and lifestyles get involved. And like you said, how you see the music, you know, you're
right.
Because everybody's an artist within themselves. And if it's not true to what they really want to do or love, it kind of falls apart, so
right.
it's not easy to keep that together.
And believe it or not, and this is a problem that I've had, is when you start to feel like you're getting somewhere success-wise, you're building momentum, there's always somebody that doesn't want success.
Mm.
They just want to play in their garage, and it's really kind of
Which
hard to
I don't
to explain.
Quite understand, but...
Yeah,
but.
And then there's people that don't understand why you'd want to play originals. They just don't understand why you'd want to do that, and it's usually people that don't write.
Right.
So they don't know how to write, so why would they appreciate writing? And, you know, so that's a bit of a struggle, too, because to me, why would I want to just play the Beatles all night long, you know, when I write my... I don't write as well as them, of course, but
right, right.
but I write my own stuff.
But
and,
exactly.
And we've got some great audience responses from some of our originals.
I find, and you know, it's funny, because I've been working with my same partner, Elisa, for 17 years, and we just match really, really well. Mm-hmm. And anybody that I've ever worked with, I had fun and I enjoyed, you know, I never really had a problem. But Elisa and I just blend really, really well. I've been lucky enough to never really hit a roadblock. So I can't imagine what it's like when you're playing with not just one other person, but... three or four, and
yeah.
just trying to keep that together. It's not an easy deal.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the guys I'm playing with now, what I like about them is that they're humble.
Yeah.
Which, believe it or not, is important.
That is.
When people make a contest out of music, it drives me up the wall, and you get egos in the way. And
then everything starts going completely.
Yeah.
Then it's not about the music anymore. It's more about the person. And
right.
That's really not the reason that you're there. It was a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Promise me you'll stop back.
Yeah, I definitely will.
All right, this was a lot of fun.
As long as you can promise me to lend me your glasses again.
I'll be more than happy to.
Okay.
I got plenty of those.
Okay.
Dime store glasses. It's Gary Ault. If you want to find him, it's GaryAult.com. It's Music of the Mountain, brought to us by Lehigh Valley Pocono, part of the Lehigh Valley Health Network. Back again next Sunday with another show. Make sure you're here. We would love to see you. Until then, have fun, kids.